Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. All right. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Robbie Page here. Welcome to my podcast. Hold on. Before y'all introduce yourself, we are going to revamp our podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I am going to revamp my podcast.
We didn't have previous podcasts. We were just guest stars.
We just take partial ownership.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to revamp it, but this is Robbie Page. You're going to see my podcast going to begin to slowly shift because one of the things that we've had so much fun doing is this,
yes.
All of us girls,
Especially
in this time that we're sitting in today. So you never know who I'm going to have sitting in the room, but today I have
Danielle Perkins,
Callie Atwood,
Melissa Jeffreyon,
and we are just going to chit chat. And I got to tell you guys,
Mary Kiefer's here.
Mary Kiefer, we have had so many requests to, what is this called? Broadcast our recordings?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're listening to this probably in your car, in the shower, taking a nap, I don't know, somewhere. I don't know. Can you take
I mean,
a nap?
If you could fall asleep to us, that's pretty epic on your part.
I mean, you're a good sleeper.
You're a good 100%. Sleeper.
If you just need like friendly chit chat in the background to fall asleep, we're your people.
Okay. But then there's some we're looking at over here on the screen. Mm-hmm. We have started YouTube living. Here's the problem with doing this. Look at my hair.
Oh, it looks great.
So we have started YouTube living our podcast recordings because we have so much fun.
Welcome to the Robbie Page Broadcasting Network.
Yes.
This is Robbie Page.
Yes.
Why did we get all official?
So, sorry, if we accidentally say hi to people, it's because there's a screen.
Yeah, we're watching
and we're
the
saying,
names.
Hi to them live and in person.
Yeah. So cheers, everyone.
Yes, cheers.
Listen. We normally record these at Callie, your glass. Oh, my gosh. So those of you that are not watching YouTube live, the station, Callie is 64 months pregnant. And she's got, y'all know the cup that they give you at the hospital.
That's Brandon's favorite cup. He drinks out of it every day.
Is it really?
Yes, we still have it.
I call it my souvenir cup.
100%.
I mean, as much as you pay to have a baby, you might as well get a plastic cup.
Yes, souvenir cup.
With a, hold on. It's not even a Yeti. It's a plastic cup with a plastic straw.
It's fantastic.
Here's the thing. Is my doctor said, are you drinking enough water? And my answer always is probably not.
Probably not.
Because I am really bad about drinking water.
Yeah.
So that's not good when you're pregnant. So all of the measuring stuff on the side, he said you need to drink 90 ounces.
Okay. How many is that one?
This is number 2 today.
And how many ounces is that?
30.
Oh, good. So you're starting your number 2 or you already had number 2?
No, this is number 2.
So you're starting your 40th ounce.
Yes.
30. Okay, got it.
So it helps my brain. That's why I carry it around.
So 3 a day.
Well, I can tell you, when you leave it at the office, there's no confusion as to whose cup that is.
That is Callie's cup.
So we're going to start doing, for all of you that are listening, Thursdays at 3.
Thursdays at 3.
Repeat that.
Thursdays at 3.
We're going to start recording these, so you will see them on YouTube Live. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can always listen to them when they come out on Monday. So when you record on Thursday, they come out on Monday. Okay. But today, we're not doing that. I think we should do Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Well, no.
I'm sorry.
Because I want a glass of wine.
I'm like, I'm 9 p.m.
At
3,
it's 5 o'clock in the Pacific Ocean. No, it's only 4 on the East Coast. They're an hour ahead of us. They're not 2 hours ahead of us.
So who's 5 when it's
the Pacific Ocean? So someone in the Pacific Ocean is having like a Mai Tai.
So no one.
So we could have.
No, it goes backwards. If it's three here, it's
one. Oh, I'm
one.
Sorry. Atlantic.
I'm going to trust Danielle on this one.
For I was all thinking of you, Atlantic.
Who, for all Atlantic. Of you that think your children's college degree will make them smarter, Melissa has a master's.
I have a master's in education even. And I still didn't get that one right.
Thank you, Danielle, for keeping us so grounded.
I'm sorry, the Atlantic Ocean. It's 5 o'clock in the Atlantic Ocean.
That's
so there's like a, so nobody? A fisherman
like on the shark, ship
like somewhere. On those things. Yeah, having like a mule or something.
Is that supposed to make you feel better?
Or well, beer, probably a beer. Shrimp. Yeah,
out there. What is happening?
Right? Isn't that where like the greatest will catch people?
What was your, what's your like, point?
That somebody will be drinking.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Is your point? Oh my
word! That
was
word. My whole point.
That took 500 hours.
I saw it all in my head, like the little guy cheering. I figured it's fine.
You could have just said in Europe or England. That would have
no,
been
but,
so
well,
much
yeah,
easier.
It would be way, but it wouldn't be five.
Or it's just going the for famous five. Saying. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, oh, you could have just said that.
So boring.
I mean, you painted a beautiful picture. Let's just be honest. Melissa never just says no
the
to
one
the point.
Thing. Yes,
she's
yes.
like, okay, let me paint this picture
it
for you.
It sounds like such a great idea in my head, and then it comes out, and then halfway through, I'm like, let's
hey,
just.
I think you have a zit.
I do, thanks. I do.
It's like...
I do. I listen. I tried to take care of it, and it's not
I,
ready.
I don't think I've been this close to you so far today. It's a big zit on your chin.
I mean,
chin.
I noticed it and earlier. I like, have... I noticed Danielle's eyebrows, but I didn't
oh,
say
yeah.
anything.
What did you do to your eyebrows?
The other day.
It was last Thursday.
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. I was just tired, and I forgot. With the Lashify, I thought, oh, I don't do, like, half my makeup. So I remember even looking in the mirror and thinking,
something's
am I done?
Different.
Something's different. And then we took that selfie whenever Samantha was here, and I was like, I didn't do my eyebrows. And Callie's like, I noticed. I thought that was just something new. I was like, no, it's not.
Like, I thought, you know, that's you're funny. Changing your hair color. You're putting eyelashes on. Maybe this is something you're excuse trying, me. Like, not putting eyebrows on. You do you. I'm just saying I noticed.
No,
like,
I would never go back anything. To that picture in Chicago hey. That scarred me for life.
Sorry.
Outside of Tory Burch when it looked like I had zero eyebrows.
I remember that picture.
Why do pictures always happen to listen, you like that on trips?
Because she's the tallest one out of all of us.
No, we were talking.
We all blend in and then there's Danielle.
No, we were talking the other day about the picture of you in Charleston.
Yes,
Robbie,
in front of the fountain.
That Robbie posted.
What happened?
Oh, as soon as you posted it, she said to me, Danielle will kill you when she sees this.
Danielle what is going to kill Robbie.
I look gigantic.
No,
I mean,
not
you
even.
Didn't
well,
look
I mean,
big.
You are.
It just wasn't the most flattering picture. Like, you know when you don't stand a certain way?
I'm going to be 100% honest
pounds.
With you. That was the worst picture I've ever seen of you.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't
pull it
lying
up.
To
I'm
you.
Pull it up. Pull it up. I
think move. Because it's the way you're standing.
It's
and
100%
but
the way you're standing.
I've never seen you stand that way, and it came through, and Melissa and I were here in the office, and y'all were in
was
Charleston.
Was it this last Charleston?
Yes!
Oh my
you
gosh,
did not
I'm
do
sorry.
Good
and
job
I was like,
your friend. But we
Danielle's
know that you look
her.
At your pictures and make sure you look great. And then sometimes
I mean,
it's not super awesome for the people with
hey,
you.
Hey, some people post pictures of me and I look 786 pounds.
Okay, you sound really aggressive right now. So I'm just going to let you be with that.
Yes! See?
We felt really bad for her.
As soon as it popped up, I was like, what happened?
But look how cute you were in your black dress.
That is that.
No, and then
cute.
What did
I
you
mean,
say?
I mean, you looked cute with all the things going on, and then your poor friend.
I was like, what happened with Danielle?
You left her behind.
Oh my God, that's funny. That's funny.
Don't do that again.
It was
okay.
Like the one, do y'all remember Samantha in the Owen Mills?
Yes,
her,
tiny hand.
Her little tiny hand resting on the shoulder.
But
no,
yes.
Do you think it really matters? Okay, you're zit. Were we done with that?
Yeah, I'd like to be done with that. Thanks so much.
If you keep on touching it, it just puts oil.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Well, stop looking
at it. It's
going
to get in, like, inflamed, and then it gets bigger. You
hey,
don't touch them.
You know how when I have a black roamer hair?
I know. I made sure Karen got them
all
yesterday.
And all you do is go like this?
I do.
That's what I'm going to do to your chin now. I'm just going to stare at it because you just lock into my goatee when I have one, and you won't stop it. So now I'm looking at your zit.
I feel like getting rid of a hair is easier than a zit, though.
No doubt.
It's like not ready. The hair's ready at any time.
How do you know it's not ready? Did it tell you that?
I tried to get it yesterday.
Stop touching it.
It wouldn't pop. And your mom's voice is always in my head. Stop picking me up.
Yeah.
And I don't have any aloe at home.
Do you know how to roll it? Do you know how to roll it?
No. I'm not you. Because I just squeeze and go on with my life.
Well, because what you're doing is you're just getting the top of
and
it.
That, okay. Go well, down. I'd rather get the top of I it so you stop it. Looking at my face.
I don't love Dr. Pimple Popper, but I love to pop my own zits.
I know you do. I know.
Especially when they're ingrown. No.
She has a fetish with ingrown hairs. It's weird. Okay, can we move on?
I wish y'all could see her faces.
I don't. They can if they're watching live.
Oh, that's
see,
right.
This is just another that's reason right. to tune in on Thursday.
Hey,
that's
those of you that are live, please tell us, you know, whatever.
I don't think they're impressed right now because nobody's saying anything, and that's okay.
Hey, everybody might be thinking, oh, God, they're a train wreck. Let's just listen to them.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay, so if it in fact is in the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean, and some fisherman on The Greatest Catch fighting
that's
shrimp.
That's all I saw.
Having a drink, and that was you. What
actually,
would it be?
Actually, since I thought it was the Pacific Ocean, I saw a Mai Tai. But now that I know that it's Atlantic and it's really cold there, I saw the whole fishing boat thing. Okay. He's in his little green woolly sweater and he's got his beer, probably.
A beer, okay.
Or a mule. That would make more sense to me.
I would be having wine.
But not on a fishing boat.
Well, y'all, I had a margarita last night at the new place in Roanoke. It was...
Which new place at Roanoke?
It's a little Mexican. I don't remember what it was called.
That's not helpful.
I know. I'll find you the name. But the margarita was, I got a skinny one and it was
so
phenomenal.
Good. Yeah, I love margaritas.
Okay, so what if it, I think we should have, well, when we have it next Thursday at 3, mm-hmm. can I have a glass of Chardonnay?
You do.
I just want you to know that our last podcast, you said that.
I know, but now it's 12:45.
I know, but.
Because we have football.
You could have had one with lunch.
Podcast
it
was
makes
at
sense.
3.
If you had a white wine with lunch, it makes total sense to day
I
drink.
I don't day drink.
We
then
know.
Why are you saying you're going to drink one at 3?
Because I need group effort.
We
all participate.
No.
Danielle's like, okay. I don't day drink. Do y'all day drink?
Yes.
No.
I mean.
Really? You don't drink day or night, Melissa.
I drink at night.
No, you don't.
Sure do.
You take a few sips.
That is not true.
Brandon just said if you don't finish the bottle of wine, you're a quitter. I don't agree with
that's
that.
That's not true. He does not finish the bottle of wine every night we open one.
Every
not
night
that we
you
drink,
open one?
We don't open one every night.
Every you open night? One every night?
No, just like I don't drink a mule every night.
Okay.
Well, she did say that her kids.
I did
kids...
say that once. I did say that my kids need to, they need to sort themselves out.
You said today you're going to tie them up to a chair, sit them in timeout, make them stay there.
100% is what I'm going to do with
Can
my two
Can you tell everybody
children.
The age of your children?
I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they're boys, and they're highly active minds, and one of his preschool teachers lovingly called him a hummingbird because he flits from place to place. And that's all I could picture in my head as I was trying to get him dressed for
fantastic.
School today and keep him focused on just one task. One. I just needed him to do one thing.
I'm like,
and
you're surely not talking about Noah.
From the chair. Oh, no. What did he say? I don't know. Getting dressed today was a fiasco. So,
just the little things in life.
It really is. And I thought there's got to be a better way. Do you like... need to pin them into a certain place where they only have like 2 square feet to move, or how does that work?
So we need to all make up a theory for Melissa, and she'll go buy all the equipment.
I will.
1,000%.
The seventh door in the
room. If you tell me what will be successful, a successful time for putting on my children's clothes in the morning where we all make it out with our sanity, I will be on board with it.
Melissa will get, you know when you're in the bathroom in a public place and they have those seats?
Yes, 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 and you strap your kid in.
Strap them.
I've never done that before, but I really wanted to today.
We walk in and they've got the platform on the wall with straps. You're like, what's that for? They have to put their feet in there and stand tall until they're fully dressed.
I had one who thinks
all the boys have Velcro.
Yes, 100%. I have one that legit thinks he's Spider-Man and wants to wear his Spider-Man costume in the morning. And then when you get it off of him, it's
Meltdown
City. Psst, psst. Yes.
He does that all day. Psst, psst, psst. It's okay.
He can't wear a Spider-Man costume?
Maybe you should.
No, I told him that's only on Halloween, and he didn't understand.
He's two.
I get it.
You're such a mean mom.
I know. I told myself that this morning that you were just not rocking the amount of today.
I'm like, the amount of things my mom let me wear out of the house, it was just whatever. It doesn't matter.
You kind of still do that.
I mean, that's the way I've been my whole life.
You're in costume at any moment.
Yeah. So we had a huge dress-up box, and I was like, I'm going to wear the rainbow high heels today.
And you would just rock them?
Yeah. Or a hat. We had all these, like, tea party hats with, like,
stuff. And you would just wear it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're rocking that hat today.
I mean, so, you're a girl. So cute in your hat.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
But she's dressing up girls. Noah's a boy dressing up like Spider-Man.
That is Noah's true. Not he's not putting like a girl hat on.
He's wearing the one Bubs gave him, which is 5 inches too short for him.
Let him wear him to preschool one day and it will just like make his day.
Listen, you know how you go to the stores and you see those moms and their precious little kids are all dressed to the nines in costumes? And they're like, that's what they wanted to wear today. I think it's so fantastic.
Why not? Why does it matter?
Melissa's like, I already felt great about myself today, y'all. No, thanks.
No. Why can't he wear Spider-Man to school?
Because I don't think he's allowed to. I don't think you can wear your costume to preschool.
Did you ask?
I mean, sure didn't.
Kind of like the zit.
That doesn't make sense. He's not going in there like naked.
Kind of like the zit. But it's like a distraction. Because he's going to want to play Spider-Man
okay,
all day.
Okay, then meet him in the middle. He can wear the Spider-Man shirt and some shorts.
He wears the same 3 shirts every day because he does not want to have... I've tried. He has a drawer full of 58 shirts, and I just want to go to his teachers every day and go like, listen.
I promise.
I have a drawer full of different colored shirts, different colored pants, but this child wants to wear the same 3 shirts.
I'm going to have Noah's back on this.
Okay, go. Go,
I already know what you're going to say.
Get her,
Callie. And
that's
whatever.
That is you. That's true.
That is you. What if we said, no, Melissa, you cannot wear your jean jacket again to work?
That's a jacket.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, that's why the boys think anyone who wears a denim jacket stole yours.
Literally. My denim jacket was in the stands, and Levi goes, this is my mom's. I was like, that's mine, buddy.
And he's like, no.
No, it's my mom's. This is my mom's jacket.
That's right, he did.
Yes, he did.
That's right, he did.
I'm just having their back.
You are raising your child.
I know. I know all of these things. All of the things.
So don't be so mean on my little baby boy.
I mean, I probably.
Sort your zit out.
This podcast is called Let's Beat Up Melissa.
I'm really glad that we have people on. It refrains us from doing other things that we probably would do had it not been public.
That was funny. Listen, my kids are perfect, so I don't know what your problem is.
Oh, are they?
They're just absolute specimen of perfection.
That's great.
They've never given me a headache or problems, or they've never made me want to leave them in their high chair for weeks. Never. They always slept through the night, always ate their vegetables, never talked back.
I'm going to let you continue with this lie.
I'm just dreaming for a minute. Listen, have you seen Trey Kennedy? You need to watch his show because it'll give you hope. He shows all the different kind of moms, all the different kind of kids, and it literally will give you hope because if there's a skit about it, that tells you it's not just your child.
I know. I still just need a book that says, do this.
When you find that book, let us know.
Can you find me one for a high schooler?
Yes.
No. Okay. So this Trey Kennedy guy, which I think he's hilarious. He just did one about the kids, all the different ages of the kids. And I literally watched that and thought, you don't even have a teenager. And that was hilarious because it was so spot on. And then the adult one, the before they get married adult one.
Oh, boy.
Reagan. I mean, I thought, my boys.
Yes.
But it'll give you hope. Noah's fine. Noah's not going to actually think he's Spider-Man when he's older.
That's good. Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
Buddy. Back to the Chardonnay. What would you have, Danielle?
It Is this if we're on Melissa's shrimp boat?
If we're on her fisherman boat?
Yeah.
Are we the Pacific
dividing whale? Which is ironic because I hate...
How do you know the Atlantic is cold?
Have you not seen all of the movies about it?
Oh, boy. This
Perfect
no.
Storm.
I've never seen that movie.
It's cold water?
And that's what's ironic about this whole thing. I hate movies when there's water and people die. I hate them.
Yeah. What's that? Hold on. What's the Ashton Kutcher...
The one when he's
he's the National Guard
yes,
guy.
Yes, I hate
what
that movie.
What movie was that?
With Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that one.
Oh my
it's
gosh,
awful.
That was such a good movie. No,
somebody died.
Somebody dies in every movie.
But that's Melissa. If there's a show, she does not want them to die.
I can't emotionally invest
so mad.
What
just,
movie
I didn't pay you money
somebody
to be
all
like,
of them.
Bam, bam, on my emotions with this person. I hate that.
Wait, what was the one that Chase and I just watched?
Do you know
watched?
Any movies where somebody doesn't die?
No, but this reminds me when I was a kid, I cried in all the movies when things died.
Because you watched
died.
People cutting your Achilles.
No, when I was really young. Before that stage.
Before you watched all the horror films
yes.
on the planet.
Yes.
I mean, that's good.
You got to tell everybody about that.
My grandma was shopping for me and asked the guy at the store for a movie where nobody died. She's like, no pets can die. No people could die. And so he gave her Thumbelina. So
did nobody dies?
No, no one dies.
There's plenty of
she
movies
She does
where
get stolen,
die,
but she doesn't
she
die.
She lives.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Braveheart, there's people that die, and that's one of my favorite
okay,
movies.
Okay, well,
the main character dies.
I mean, at the end.
But he dies.
But it's, like, patriotic and all the things.
Is that getting his guts pulled out
I know,
is patriotic?
It's really sad. I know.
Ouch.
I get
did
it.
That?
Yes. Yes. You've never seen Braveheart?
I don't
no.
know that I've seen it.
What?
Sorry. No, no.
How
Yo,
have
I'm not a movie
never
girl.
Watched?
I told
you would never
Karen,
watch it. It's 3 hours long.
No.
That was when you knew when a movie was long when it was a 2 VHS?
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Yes, it was a 2 VHS.
But I've always been that way. I'm like, that is a waste of my time. However,
so good.
Callie, yesterday I was getting my hair done.
Yes.
Karen, and she was talking about, she just got this t-shirt that says Hallmark movies. And I thought she was going to hit me in the face because I said, I've never watched a Hallmark movie ever.
I've never watched
Which
a
really
Christmas
kind
Hallmark
of shocks
movie.
Me about you because you love like romantic stuff and I'm the opposite.
I don't
she
love.
She likes aggressive romantic. Not
that is
like
definitely
Hallmark.
This is
definitely.
You know what's going
like
to happen.
Tumultuous
like,
romantic
yeah.
Like last
shows.
Night, I put on the Hallmark channel to put up all my clothes. I'm like, oh, it's time for me to put on the Hallmark channel.
No. Do
no.
you watch the Hallmark channel?
No. I mean, I will watch movies.
We talked about this
Jared,
last podcast.
Last Christmas, Jared found a drinking game for Hallmark movies.
They're fantastic.
And it was like, as soon as you meet the blue collar guy in the snowy town, take a drink.
Yeah. When,
like, all these different things. It was really funny.
That's funny.
It was
That's
hilarious.
Funny. No, I don't know of a movie where somebody doesn't die.
Well,
Miss Movie Buff.
There's a lot of movies where people don't die.
Really?
Yeah. In fact.
Okay, maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Not... What were you, why are we talking about movies? What happened?
Melissa started talking about The Perfect Storm.
She
Water.
I asked about Atlantic, okay, and I don't even like movies like that.
How do you know it's cold? I'm impressed by that.
Because think about it. Upstate New York, that's where the Atlantic is. But then if you go down to South Carolina, that's probably not a fact. But I was thinking more that area.
I'm going to let your brain
Is
this.
Florida, is Florida
and
the Atlantic
if
Ocean?
If I put in my scientific knowledge, that's why there's no hurricanes. Well, they do come that way. They
know.
Go to the Gulf. That's hot. I don't know.
Are you just assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what would you drink? I know you're preggers, but what would you?
Anytime?
Mm-hmm.
I would start out with a Chardonnay.
Yeah. Buttery one.
Buttery.
You love buttery.
I don't want like the sour ones. Yuck. I would start out with a Chardonnay.
That was a little aggressive.
And then I would.
There's
everything
not much
is
she
aggressive.
Doesn't do anymore that's
Until
not
Until that baby
aggressive.
Comes out.
Okay.
Callie almost earned the work from home card. She is brewing a little boy and super aggressive.
Like, I'm really curious what he's going to come out like. Like, is he going to be this aggressive? Because
I don't know, y'all.
He's
going
to be like Bam Bam.
The amount.
Watch him be a giant S. They will all be like, wait.
What happened?
That's Chase called Kate Bam Bam the other day. And I said, Bam Bam is a boy. And he goes, well, what's the girl version of Bam Bam? I said, well, there's Pebbles. And he goes, she's not Pebbles.
Who's Pebbles?
The little girl.
I don't know who that
with
is.
With the little red
hair. Is that
hair.
Fred, Fred Flintstones?
Yeah, it's Flintstones. Bam Bam, you know, he has a big...
I was watching Scarface, okay?
And he goes, Bam Bam, and he hits everything.
BP used to call Leo Bam Bam.
Yes.
I do, that's right.
Like 1 to 2.
Yes.
That's right. He sure did.
Anyway, the amount of heartburn I have with this kid, I think... You better have a lot of hair.
He should then. That's the old wives' tales.
You better. Because last night...
It worked for me.
I woke up. Because I was burping.
Yeah.
And it like... Blech. I woke up with it like it coming up my throat. And I was like, what the...
Ooh, I hate that.
But Chase and I were talking about men's hair last night. And I thought, my dad has a lot of hair.
You have a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I have a lot of...
Your daughter has a lot of hair.
Fine hair.
Your husband has a lot of hair.
But Chase, you have a lot of hair.
Yes, I do. A lot of... But my dad's hair, he's 75 and he has his full head of hair. And
which is rare.
Which boys get their hair from...
Their mother's...
Mother's
bloodline.
Father.
Yes.
That's right.
So all I thought was...
Look at Reagan.
You better have a lot of hair.
He's probably going to have a lot of hair with all that indigestion.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, drinks.
Drinks.
Okay. I would have a Chardonnay, and then, of course, I would have a
cocktail.
Yes.
Of some sort.
I was going to say, you're the cocktail queen.
Usually,
I love how much you love cocktails.
Usually with, it has to have, if... I see on the menu, if one has cucumber and jalapeno in it, I'm in it. If it has, or like a lemon one, I love that. Or a lavender one. Any of those kinds.
Hmm.
I'm in it to win it.
I am not adventurous.
I know.
I'm not.
What would
you drink? A meal? Or a mojito?
I love mojitos.
Love mojitos.
But I had a cocktail at Shoal Creek, and it had pineapple and ginger beer in it. Now I think I like ginger beer.
You do. What like made ginger. Me throw up?
Excuse apple me? Cider. Hard apple cider. Yes. It was that thing in the fridge.
Right apple there. Orchard. Yeah. Apple.
Yeah. Angry Orchard. The rosé cider one. The hard cider.
I think it had too much sugar in it.
You don't do cider.
It was
cider.
A weird combination, though, because I did not feel great that next day with that one.
Okay. And what was that? That was a summer drink. It was wine. A
angry,
Truly.
Uh-huh. And an Angry Orchard.
Yeah, we both did.
Oh, yeah.
I threw up. You did not
but
throw up.
But I would definitely say Angry Orchard, I feel, is like...
Angry?
I feel like it's like the Smirnoff of alcohol with apple cider.
Okay.
Because I used to drink apple ciders in... ciders in college.
Yeah.
And I would not say Angry Orchard is the best one.
Okay. Well, I'm not drinking anymore.
It's kind of like a Budweiser of beer. Or of... Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Bud Light?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
beer. But I think I know
you
what
either
you're talking
have
about.
An IPA or you have a Bud Light.
Okay,
like there's a different type.
You would know because Chase is a beer connoisseur.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he's a beer snob for sure.
So the good news is none of us have anything to drink right now but water.
No,
true.
Well, yeah.
And you know,
cheers.
When we do our normal recording at 3, it's bring your own beverage, obviously.
Yes.
And sometimes for us, that's an energy drink.
That's mm-hmm. always
last
an
week
drink.
It definitely was.
I think we should have a Chardonnay one day.
Okay.
We should. But not today because it's football day. Nope. Y'all, mm-hmm. if you could see us, we all have on our...
24
Argyle, red and black. So Argyle's in the playoffs, everybody. Mm-hmm. So if you guys will be praying for our local hometown because...
You can watch the games.
Well, no. No.
Oh, you cannot not watch the playoffs?
Y'all, all the dads are irritated.
Uh-oh.
UIL owns the rights to the playoff games. No, excuse me. UIL sold the rights to Fox Sports for the UIL. Excuse me, for the playoff games. So the schools, so we're in a playoff game. We have to pay for the rights to show our game.
But is it going to be videoed on a news station?
No.
So no, there's like, if we don't get tickets, we can't watch nothing?
Yes.
Oh,
that's awful.
There's a lot of very unhappy people.
I don't
blame them. Now, granted, whatever. That's always been the case, but nobody's noticed.
Sure.
But now with all this shutdown and, you know, limited whatever, people are pissed. People are pissed. So, but all that to say, I'm believing that my boys will be the first set of brothers in Argyle to have a state ring.
Ring and bling.
So tonight is our game, everyone. Yep. By the time you listen to this on the podcast itself, we will have already won.
Yep.
So, but we will be on our journey to state. So we are all sitting here, red and black, red and black.
Red and black, red and black.
So, all right, let's wrap this thing up, everyone.
Wrap it up.
Till next Thursday at 3. Yep.
Yes. Thursday at 3.
And we'll have our beverages.
And Melissa will come back and let us know how it went with Noah wearing his Spider-Man costume.
And her zit.
And her zit.
And she'll still have on her denim coat.
Yep.
Ooh, let's
most
name
likely.
It.
Hey, I'm asking for a new one for Christmas.
I thought you were going to name her jacket.
Oh, no, her zit.
Her zit.
No.
She just named
her I'm asking for a new denim jacket.
Yeah, you
for
probably
Christmas.
Need one.
Oh, but lots of people would buy it like that. Yeah.
I know, but I feel like it just is time. I've had this. I got this on our trip to
Chicago.
Is
it supposed to be like that up there?
This one.
Yeah. I think it came like that.
But
yeah,
I mean, it's really like cute. You rock a denim coat, though.
Thanks.
I think because you're so tiny. All right, so
same,
me too,
same.
Me too. I mean, you're almost same. As tiny as the three of us, but you know, whatever. So thanks for joining us, you guys. Never forget, if you have a topic you would love to hear us talk about on a podcast, let us know. You can either email us at
info@robbiepage.com
or text us a podcast. Text us a podcast idea at 940-242-5443. And we would love to have podcast conversations with all of you guys. And then, of course, leave a review.
Yes.
On iTunes.
Mm-hmm. On iTunes, yes.
And tell them how they can watch us on YouTube now.
Go ahead.
Thursdays at 3.
Do it.
You can search Robbie Page.
Daniel's like, I don't know.
You can search Robbie Page and her channel will pop up.
Please subscribe.
So I'll give you guys a little bit that you're only going to know if you listen to this podcast and you're... Mary Kiefer just sent us a message and so did Rebecca McQueen. How did we miss all these? And Amy. Okay, I'm going to say this to you guys. Y'all, we want to get... I want you guys to know that come... soon, we're going to be using YouTube Live for a new reality show. Can we say that?
I mean, sure, you did.
Not a TV show. Reality show. So we really hope that you guys will get used to plugging in to YouTube Live. Yes. Because that will be how we do it. All right? So, signing off, Robbie Page.
Danielle Perkins.
Callie Atwood.
Melissa Jeffrion.
Thank you for joining us today, everyone. Until next time. Cheers.
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 Bye-bye. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.